A big reason for us to invest in Sansar is sort of the future of VR. The way Second Life was built, unfortunately, is not the way you would really go about things if you want to really take advantage of the virtual reality hardware that's coming out. You have some incredibly high performance requirements for, you know, getting 90 frames per second, for example, for VR. And we wanted to sort of capitalize on the future of this new hardware of being sort of completely immersed in inside the world. And unfortunately, sort of bending and Second Life to meet that would not have been possible. So I see it as two independent products where each of those tombs will sort of march to their own beliefs as to what they can do to best satisfy their customers. And I also believe that a lot of customers will use both for different situation scenarios. Sansar is not trying to be Second Life 2.0. Second Life will be Second Life 2.0 over time, unless we're already on, we're on 15.0 now. Sansar will sort of do its own thing. And so there's kind of a, in the Venn diagram between the two, there's big overlap, but there's also specific things that are very unique to each of those two platforms that would make each of those, you know, better for certain things. That's how I kind of think about it in general. And where we're going, well, we have a belief that, you know, we've just kind of scratched the surface with Second Life, both where Second Life can go and where Sansar can go in enabling people from around the world to have virtual experiences where they can come together and have social interaction with each other and the world. That then kind of covers almost everything human beings do, almost. This meeting we're having now, school, meeting with family, friends, coworkers. I mean, if you think about what humans do, we kind of travel in physical space from one space to another throughout our days, from our bedrooms to living rooms to kitchens to offices to clubs entertainment venues, to museums, to churches, to all of these things. And all of those things and a lot of things that are not possible in physical space can happen in virtual space. So we and you are sort of the early pioneers in this field. But we think we've still just sort of scratched the surface of this. So we're very enthusiastic and optimistic about the future as hardware and networking and sort of a whole generation of, you know, people growing up, you know, like my kids that sort of eat virtual reality experiences for breakfast every day. Like it's just how things are done now, whether it's Minecraft or what have you, where it's going to just become a more and more obvious medium for people to interact with each other. Early days still, even though Second Life is 15 years in, and really excited about what is going to make possible for all of us in the future.